Random House Audio presents The Girls from Corona Del Mar by Rufy Thorpe, read for you by Rebecca Lohman. Chapter 1. The Best Tea in the World. "You're going to have to break one of my toes," I explained. Lorianne and I were sunning ourselves in the tiny, fenced-in patio of my mother's house on thin towels laid directly over the hot, cracked pavement. We had each squeezed a plastic lemon from the supermarket into our hair and were praying to be blonder, always blonder, our eyes closed against the sun. There was jasmine on the wind. In the narrow cove of our 90s California neighborhood, there was no girl more perfect than Lorianne Swift, not so much because she was extraordinary, but because she was ordinary in a way that surpassed us. Her parents loved her, and she loved them. In fact, it was difficult to even get an invitation to their house, so much did they prefer one another's company to the company of outsiders. Even her older brother, instead of cruelly taunting her or running her over with his bike, shared his CD collection and advised her on her breaststroke. Most of our parents had wound up in the sleepy ocean hamlet of Corona Del Mar through a series of increasingly devastating mistakes. The Southern California real estate market, which had seemed throughout the 80s to have no ceiling, had suddenly crashed, and many fathers were now stay-at-home dads whose time was divided equally between the bottle and the couch, an ice pack over their eyes, as their wives scrambled to become certified dental hygienists.